The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Does that count? That counts, right? That she's in it. That's a good idea. Tony Katane's dead. We can do Whitesnake in the Night of the Living Dead. I think that counts. I'm sorry, Melissa, but if you have a karaoke rotation, your weekends are everything I never want to be. I understand going out getting drunk and doing a song. Like, you end up doing Love Shack, and about 4 minutes in, you realize it's 7 minutes long. You're like, this is an error in judgment. I took Chuck Pell and his brother once, the great radio legend Chuck Pell, and I went to the Grapevine. And his brother goes, I'll be right back. Like, he walked away, like he knew the number of the song. He didn't even have to look in the book. And he's doing some country song. And he goes, that's the one I always do. And then Chuck gets up and he goes, I'll be right back. And I'm like, Chuck has one too. I'll be right up, gonna do my song. And the next thing you know, you see Chuck standing over there next to a table of fairly decent looking girls. And I wanna fall in love now. Yes. I'm like, Chuck, that's my jam. I'm like, get off of this. Stop it. You're making a fool of yourself.
Oh, I'm sending like, that audio to him.
Awesome. No.
Did it work?
I think he made some time with him.
I think we got something going there.
That 60-year-old broad fell for
him. Yeah, there was a one of the girls liked him, but I think I ended up in the car with him at the end of the night. I think.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah, it worked. I blew
so
him.
So it did work.
Yeah, I blew him. I blew him hard. All right. He's a good man.
Chocolate LeBaron.
Yeah. What a wicked game we play. Never felt this way. Do you listen to The Edge? What a wicked thing to do.
This turtle man singing to me.
Anyway, I love Chuck. I miss him. It's time now for the entertainment drill. And it's brought to you by our friends over at reactdefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. And not only are they doing the glorious Valentine's Day special right now for couples, $189. Any twosome that wants to walk in and say, we're a twosome. If it was me and Chuck, walk in there and we'd be a twosome. We'd get to train for that price. The two of us, total price, all inclusive. Boom, you get that. Also, they've got their women's self-defense course coming up in April. That's in there. Also in April, they're going to do the CCW stuff. They're going to start doing that. Now, I want you to go to the website to check that out. They do a weapon safety, a gun safety seminar that is amazing, which includes the retention and everything about like 21-foot rules included, which you and I did together, which is an insane test. Once you do that, you realize, oh, my Lord, the world changes at 21 feet to try to unholster, draw, aim, and fire a weapon when somebody with bad intentions is flying at you. There's an article I saw today, too, and I actually kind of like. Yesterday I made that claim that, you know, they keep paying attention to make the shooters infamous and not the heroes. Yahoo did an article that said, amid plague of shootings, bystanders are becoming heroes. And that's what it is. A seventh grade science teacher broke one up, and he just realized, I don't have to die. And that's all this is. That's all self-defense is. It's realizing the situation has gone crazy, and I can fight back. And that's what they teach over there. The self-defense seminar for women in April is $99. Anybody can get in on it. And you'll go there and you'll be like, wow, eye-opening. It's a revelation in all the things you think you know versus what you end up knowing. And you're going to walk out of there, especially women who do jobs that require being around strange people, bartenders, real estate agents, all sorts of. Even just being in your office and having to walk out to your car at night. You never know. It's a weird place. It's a strange time. And a lot of people are involved out there. It's always been like this, though. So learn to defend yourself and do it the right way with the right people who have been here for over 20 years in a combined like 90 years of training. I mean, I can't even imagine how much is going on in there. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of tactical black self-defense. Brady, entertain me.
Yesterday, we heard about Pamela Anderson shilling away for her documentary that's coming out. And she had that story about Tim Allen flashing her.
Right.
Home improvement set, and he's like, no, did not happen.
But it wasn't a dirty flash. To be fair, she keeps saying, I'm not mad at him. I just said he did it.
Yeah, and he's denying it all together. Well, now she's accusing Sylvester Stallone of propositioning her.
Everyone propositioned her.
She says he
offered your shot.
Yeah. He offered me a condo and a Porsche to be his number one girl, and he says, that's the best offer you're going to get, honey. You're in Hollywood now.
Okay, so it was a poor offer. This
and
is poorly
then she replied,
placed.
Does that mean there's a number two?
Yes.
Who cares? You got a Porsche and a condo.
Yeah. Pipe down. All you have to do is be hot.
She says, I wanted to be in love. I didn't want anything less than that.
So you turn it down and you move on.
Stallone denies it.
I'm mad at Stallone for denying it. That's a nice thing. That's what he had to offer. She was
he
in
denies
demand.
Barty's like, maybe part of a condo that I had owned, but look, I'd never offer a Porsche.
Maybe not. Here's the thing. If five or six people are trying to hire you, you're in demand. The person with the best offer is going to be the one you go with. So Stallone threw his pitch.
Yo, you know, I know you can get, you know, D anywhere you want, but can you get a condo and a nice 911? There's on the table. It's the best offer you're going to get.
It's like Shark Tank.
I was just going to say, yeah. And for that reason, I'm out.
And I'm out. And that's all she says. You know what? I'm gonna weigh my options. That's nice, but I don't think that's the best I can do. I'm looking for love.
Can't offer any love. You know, I already got that, Adrian.
So he couldn't offer her love. He tried to offer some stuff. In the early 90s, every guy wanted to just simply throw their D in Pamela. She's waiting to go, all right, what's in it for me? A condo and a Porsche? I'd have blown sly for that.
She went with the rock star.
Yeah, she went for what ended up being Tommy Lee and the disaster.
And Kid Rock.
And Kid Rock.
And Brett Michaels. And
then the movie producer guy and she's back and forth with.
And
she hosed a lot of dudes. That was not going to be hard for her. What was going to be hard was somebody locking her in. Had to be a hell of an offer. If Tripp offered me an amount of money and said, you know,
I know that there's five other stations that want you.
And the amount of money was kind of piddly, and then the morning mess was like, we'll give you a portion of condo in the same amount that he's going to get. I'm taking the portion of condo, and I'm going to start doing, you know, what I read in Glamour magazine trivia over at the morning mess, and like a crank call every 3 minutes.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
You've been over to L.A. and checked out some celebrity gravestones.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a few more that you might not know. Bob Ross.
Oh, I know he's got one.
He's got a portrait and the words television artist.
Huh.
Merv Griffin.
Where are they buried?
It doesn't say where they're buried.
You can find that on findagrave.com. Big fan of that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Merv Griffin, creator of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. I thought you went by this one, but it says, I will not be right back after this message.
I don't know that one.
Mel Blanc.
That's all, folks. Yeah.
Yep. Corey Haim.
That's all, folks.
Has his nickname, Hamster.
Oh, the Hamster's on there.
Chris Cornell.
I did go by Corey Haim's, and the funny thing was, instead of flowers, they just sprinkle crack on it. Yeah, they put sadness and crack on his grave.
Chris Cornell says, voice of our generation and an artist for all time.
Yeah. Hard to deny that. You can find out where all that, like the internet is amazing because you say, where's Chris Cornell buried? And not only will it show you, it'll show you exactly in the cemetery, and it'll show you the tombstone. Like there's some people that go around, take those pictures and put them up there, and then one website has all of it. And it is great. If you ever go to Forest Lawn, if you're ever in Burbank, I know there's a lot to do in Los Angeles, but when you're a weirdo like me, Burbank or Glendale, California, two of the most magnificently beautiful museums are cemeteries. And Forest Lawn is stunning. And you'll run across celebrities. It's like celebrity sighting, and they can't run away.
The Oscar nominees are out.
Like normal, you know.
Include 16 first-timers in acting categories, like Michelle Yeoh for Everything Everywhere All at Once. Brendan Fraser.
Fraser.
Fraser?
Fraser.
That's new to you?
Fraser.
I know there's an SH in it, but you can calm down.
From The Whale. And Steven Spielberg became the only person nominated for Best Director in six different decades.
The Fablemans movie, evidently. Have you seen it?
I haven't.
Here, it's great. But is it Best Director type movie? I don't know if there's no, like, I don't know.
Why wouldn't it be?
If it's a great it's just because it's one of those, it's not something you're like, wow, the direction. I haven't seen it, but it seems like just kind of a normal, like there's nothing spectacular about the direction. Like Avatar, even if I don't like it, like there's a lot of work going into that as the director. It seems like, I guess most direction is what I'm kind of going after. It doesn't seem like that. Yeah. That's kind of standard fare for Spielberg, isn't it?
Sure.
Like, it's not really a hard one, I guess.
Isn't it standard fare for Tom Brady to be the GOAT? Like, except for this past year?
Well, when he doesn't do magnificent things, he doesn't get MVP. You know, and that's what this would be.
Okay, yeah. I guess.
Justin Bieber
set the bar too high for
himself. Well, yeah, he's got Jurassic Park and all these great movies, and then this one's like, oh, it's a movie about a family in a kitchen, and you're like, oh, okay. Well,
it's his life story.
I know. It's supposed to be phenomenal.
Justin Bieber sold his music catalog for $200 million.
I gotta applaud that one.
That's the biggest deal for anyone in Justin's generation.
I don't think he's interested in doing it anymore.
I
think he's checking out.
He's going through the motions right now.
Well, right now, I think he's kind of like, I like banging Haley. I think the boats are nice. I'm on those a lot. And we're having a nice time, and I don't want the pressure of the crap. Like, he broke down being Justin Bieber. And $200 million, that's probably as high as that's going to be right now. Because if he doesn't do anything from here on out,
290 titles.
Good for him.
200 mil. That's pretty good.
Go get him, Biebs. I think I'd check it. If I didn't, I was like 30, and I'm like, I've got $200 million, and Haley Bieber wants to be with me all the time, I'm going to just go sailing.
Controversy.
Uh-oh.
John, I know somebody who works at Forest Lawn, and the area where the big celebrities are buried is actually gated off.
There's
and secured.
Some of that.
You cannot just be average person and gain entrance.
Well, I haven't had some experience with
this. Okay, Killjoy.
There are, in the mausoleum, there's some stuff you can't get to.
Right. I was with you in that area.
I've been in that. So when you go up and walk the grounds, there's a few, like Clark Gable and a few big ones that are in gated areas that you can peek through, but you can't get in the gate. There's a museum there with American history artifacts you won't believe. There's stuff from World War II that we had shipped over when Poland had to hide all its riches because the Nazis were coming. It's there. You don't even know it. It's amazing artwork and stuff like that. And then, you know, the middle, I went to Walt Disney's thing because the gate was open. It's not like these 20-foot walls. Some are. But there's a few little areas they've boxed off that you can't get. Like Michael Jackson's inside the mausoleum. You can't go to.
Right. Yeah, I remember because I asked you where Michael was.
He's in there, and you got to go. Yeah. But you can go in, and I think there's like George Burns. Like, there's a few you can go walk through.
Was it Bob Hope you showed me?
I don't know. Probably. We walked around because the doors are open. You can go right in.
Another one. John, I'm having a smoke break at work. I happen to work just outside React Defense.
Oh, yeah?
I've been noticing how fast people rip into this parking lot. These are some excited MFers, man. What has Jay got going on there?
Yeah, Jay does some work in there. Gets you excited to be inside.
Woo!
Yeah, they need a self-defense driving course in that parking
lot. Never be late for class.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody must have been running tardy. I'm one of those people that kind of shoots in there a little bit quick sometimes. So, yeah. Stop smoking. That's what Jay says. Get in there and work out. Put your smokes down. We're all done. That's it for us on this beautiful Wednesday. Larry's coming up next. He's got himself some tickets to give you. U-Fest, I believe. Muse. You can go see Chuck Powell.
Saw Chuck Powell there.
At the Grapevine singing.
Chris Isaac.
He went right after, too. But it was he and his brother. And then I found out that his dad is like one of the most renowned Willie Nelson impersonators in the Midwest. That's what he does for a living. Look up Chuck Powell's dad. I forget his name. Something Powell. Willie Nelson.
Willie impersonator. Powell.
I don't know if he might have changed his name to Willie. He's kind of that way. And he's a Willie Nelson impersonator. If he's still alive, I don't know if he passed since I last spoke to Chuck. But he and his brother both had go-to songs at the Grapevine.
Chuck? It was we'll get back to us
hilarious. And Chuck took that mic and walked over to that table of ladies because he was brave.
Little wicked thing to say.
Harlan Powell?
That might be him. Oh, if he's dressed as Willie Nelson, that's our guy. Anyway, Larry's coming up next. He's got tickets to Harlan Powell's show. And oh, so much more. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.